This is a Dece World production in association with Pants Pending Studios.
Stop looking at me in the eye when I'm talking. I'm a celebrity! I'm Burr Martin from the Burr Martin Experience. Never heard of me? You remember a while ago when every time you opened up your internet browser, there was some chubby dude in a white tank top making fun of his daughter's selfies? Yeah, it was me. So the good news is I'm hosting a podcast, which is audio. That means you don't have to look at me. I'm also a geek and have been into comics for as long as I can remember. So as the internet dubbed me Selfie Dad, I'll be talking to parents and kids about growing up, being geeks, and how they got to be where they are now. Look, it's only an hour every other week, and since my wife is listening, the podcast is kid-friendly and family-approved. Let's call it your PG-13 podcast, but I should probably say a little more Bad News Bears and a lot less Shark Boy and Lava Girl. So look for the Burr Martin Experience every other Sunday night where you can find me on pantspending.com, iTunes, or wherever quality podcasts are found. Yeah, every other week. What am I, a machine?
Quit looking me in the eye! I see you doing it! Where's my brown M&Ms? Just the brown ones.
You are now listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm.
I love America!
Get ready for the Social Hour.
Live from Dece World Studios in Spokane, Washington, this is The Social Hour. On today's show, owner of Little Spokane Brewing Company, Joe Potter. With Jay Mitz on the news, and I'm producer Travis Swartout. And now your host, returning from a sauna in Malaysia, Dece Casillas.
Malam Keen, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is The Social Hour. Thank you for hanging out for another fantastic episode. I'm your host, Dece Casillas, with you as always. In studio with me, the Holy Trinity, we have Jay Mitz and Travis Swartout. How you doing, guys?
Woo! Woohoo!
And also hanging out today, we have got the owner and head brewer at Little Spokane Brewery, Joe Potter. Joe, how you doing?
Good, good.
Thanks for coming down. We're going to talk to him about his brewery, the new spot. I guess new issues. So you guys are what, about a year now, or
yeah, we're I think our soft opening for the bar last year was June 10th. So right up on it.
Coming up on a year. Talk about we just went through Craft Beer Week, and see what's going to be happening in the beer scene and there. As usual, guys, you know the drill. Go to pantspending.com. Check out all the shows on the network. Like us on Facebook. Follow. Listen to all the shows. You can hear Jay and myself on an upcoming episode of Never Ending Random Discussion, which should be out, I think, right about the time this comes out. That was a fun episode.
That was fun.
And also, again, every Sunday at the Riddler Piano Bar, we now have the Social Hour Comedy Showcase. That's 718 West Riverside Avenue at 8 p.m. It's a free show, a great show. It's a comedy competition, and you now get to help decide who gets to be the headliner next week. So we have three featured comics and the headliner. You guys will get to pick. Decide who the best comic was in the feature spots that week, and that will be your headliner. You can come back and see him the following week. Also, guys, I will be playing at June 12th at the Emperor Room in North Spokane. I don't know the address because I'm not that prepared. But just look up the Emperor Room, formerly Swax. It's on Lincoln and Division. I'll be on the Kings of Comedy comedy show, so that's going to be fun too. So. And a bunch of other shit. Just, you know, follow me on Facebook, Twitter, all that shit, and I'll keep you updated on everything that's going on. So, how's everyone feel today?
Right on. I feel good.
Feel good?
Yeah, really good. Got to go out and enjoy the sunshine.
Went it was bike gorgeous ride. Today, wasn't it?
Nice day. Yeah. Sunday. So in the next couple of days, like it jumps up to 84, and then the next day is supposed to go down to like 64. This 20-degree swing is just killing me. I just want spring or summer to be here and just be done with the rain and the like the cloudiness and these crappy days. I just want I don't mind the winters we have in Spokane. If we could get three solid months of like 90 degrees, like just hot.
Do you want it like 90 degree hot? Like really?
No, I
like 100 degrees.
Like literally, I would take 102 every day. I love the heat. I love dry heat. Like I always tell myself I don't know why I don't live in Arizona.
If you're close to a water source, maybe. But if it's
I would rather be sweating profusely than even a wisp of cold.
I exactly agree with that.
A pleasant 85, though?
No.
If it's 82 and the wind's blowing,
it's when it's cold. 82 degrees, the lake isn't that great. When it's 92 degrees, the lake is amazing.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Depends where you're at, I guess.
Yeah.
I think I'm the opposite.
You like the cold?
I'm a northerner.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's your favorite temperature?
I like it when it's like 60 degrees and sunny, but not like blazing sun, like a little thin layer of clouds, you know?
Okay. So northwest, inland northwest.
Yeah. Not a big fan of the rain, weather. But, you know, I like the snow.
Yeah. Are you from this area?
Not originally, but been here about 25 years.
So. Where are you from?
Coquille, Oregon. Bonus points if anyone knows where that is.
It is in Oregon. Nailed it. What is Oregon? I'll take Oregon.
It's the loaf of bread. That's what Oregon is.
Northwest, though, so probably similar-ish weather you grew up with or kind of. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like the heat.
No. See, I every year I literally – I don't understand. I like Spokane as a city and the area and the people. I just want it to be warmer. And
I agree.
Yeah, I just want to be in heat. I grew up in the Southwest. I grew up in LA. It's hot all the time. I loved it.
That's fair.
So, you know, it was I need that. And it's we just have like these long it just drags on, you know.
Winter, you mean.
Winter drags on. Yeah, especially this last one. It started early. It was lots of snow and just rain. That's all we've had. So I'm looking for a change. I just want some lake time. If I can get a couple of good solid months of outdoor lake time.
Do you want to go to the lake with me?
Right now?
Tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow?
Do you want to go to the Secret Island?
Secret Island. Isn't that a movie, a Leonardo DiCaprio movie?
No, it's a sex party in Indonesia.
it could be that too. Maybe.
Do you got kayaks and shit?
Now I want to go more.
Right.
How do we get the kayaks there?
My buddy's got a truck.
Okay. Yeah, let's talk about this after the show. I could be down.
Yeah.
It's going to be warm. Yeah, hot tomorrow. I want to go enjoy something. But let's chat with Joe a little bit. Joe, you've been brewing for how long have you been brewing beer for?
Well, just in general, about, I guess the answer is 13 years about now.
Yeah.
You know. Homebrewing, of course,
right.
Commercially, just a year like we were talking about before. But yeah, and in times of various manic states, you know, there's certainly times where I was brewing 2-3 times a month, and you know, just always reading about it on the internet, always trying to learn about it and everything for basically the last dozen years.
Right.
So, yeah.
So why? What made you want to get into beer? Besides wanting to drink beer,
well, that was a big part of it.
Big proponent.
You know, when I first started homebrewing, you could get good beer in Spokane, but not a whole lot. You know, it's still kind of the grocery store shelves weren't quite lined like they are now.
Yeah.
You know, nowadays people forget what it was like just a decade ago.
Right.
You know, in the grocery stores, and you know, you'd go to a place like Jim's Homebrew and they'd have weird like Baltic lagers and things like that to try, but so I was reading up on all this stuff that they had everywhere else, and I wanted to brew it. I wanted to brew this beer, and after a while you figure out that you can brew things as good or better than what you can buy commercially, and that was a real exciting thing. I kind of have that do-it-yourself personality.
Yeah.
Sort of like that. So, yeah.
So you started brewing, at what point did you realize you wanted to open your own brewery? And not only thought about it, but thought about it as an attainable thing. Like, this is, I'm actually going to pursue this.
Well, you know, it was almost kind of a result of being presented with the concept of this incubator brewery.
Talk about that for us too, because it's a unique setup you guys have down there at the Steel Barrel and the Little Spokane Brewery.
Yeah, yeah. So basically, what it is a shared brew house model. So the developer that owns the building, he owns the equipment that's in the brewery too.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, and. Your lease is you're basically leasing the use of the equipment in the facility, mm-hmm. And I share currently with Young Buck Brewing and soon to be TT's Old Iron Brewery is coming in shortly. Basically, we share what we call the hot side of the equipment, so the mash tun, the boil kettle, the hot liquor tank, and then other things that you need like the keg washer and whatnot.
Yeah,
and then once it gets past that stage and you start fermenting your beer, then that's all separated. So separate keg, separate fermenter, separate bright tank, separate license. We're all licensed to separate breweries.
Is it all on location though? So
yep.
you're all so that you don't have to transfer anywhere. It's all your stuff is in your location, where you?
Yeah, at the moment, yep. You know, I do have some designs on at some point moving slowly out to a my own location.
Dedicated.
Having a tap room for Little Spokane Brewing Company, but at the moment it's all on site, and that does kind of limit our production a little bit, but it's a good way to ease into it. And basically it's a way to start brewing without the capital it would take to open your own brewery by yourself,
right?
You know? So
this is something I always thought about too with that place. How have you guys run into this problem at all, where you know with the equipment, where you know you need to brew something, but Jamie, do you guys like split time, like a stepchild, or like a kid in a divorce, where you're like, okay, I have weekends and every other Thursday, and you know.
Well, luckily it works out between me and Cameron right now, Cameron from Young Buck, that it's convenient for us to do things kind of on different days. And we coordinate that. We have a calendar, and we talk to each other. You know, mm-hmm. We just communicate with each other. Hey, I'm gonna be kegging on this day. Is that all right? Do you have anything pressing to do?
And yeah.
If we do, then we just work it out. You know, every once in a while, like I go in to use the keg washer, and he's got the fitting sitting on something else that I need, and I get all bitchy and send him passive aggressive texts and whatnot. But other than that, it works out okay.
Is it kind of like having a roommate in an apartment where every now and then, they don't scrub out the toilet, or they leave their dishes in the sink, and you're like,
Yeah, it is a lot like that. You know? Like you have to make that decision that is this offense worth me, you know, bitching about it, or should I just like not waste my mental effort on this?
And, yeah,
you know, so there is a bit of that, but we don't really run into a lot of conflict, and you know, we're business partners on the taproom side of things too, so we're kind of learning to work with each other and work it all out.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, also he sucks and fucking and I hate him. Just kidding.
No.
Just kidding.
Oh, he was real. He's winking right now. He's just winking. How many breweries is it set up for? I mean, how many breweries potentially could go in there and be in there, operating at the Steel Barrel at once?
Well, the eventual plan is for five, and we do have the room for the production equipment for five breweries. As far as each brewery having one fermenter and one bright tank, the problem is that's going to put a huge bottleneck at cold storage. So as we move on to three breweries and beyond, we're working with the developer to expand the cold storage, mm-hmm. so we can have places to put the kegs, and then we'll need more room just for just shit in general. You know, you just have stuff everywhere.
Yeah.
That you gotta store your grain, you gotta store all your just kind of odds
right.
and ends and whatnot.
I mean, is that going to cause more issues with equipment, though? I mean, backing up when, you know, if someone's like, oh, well, you know, like if someone were to run out of a beer and they need to refill quickly and need time? I mean, is that going to make it, you think, more difficult with five breweries in there to get all the equipment kind of on a schedule for you guys?
I think it'll be okay as far as the actual brew house goes, because right now, you know, I'm brewing about twice a month, and, you know, some months only once. And, you know, if you think about it, as long as we're all brewing on different days, you can fit a lot of brew days in those schedules. And if you have separate fermenters and brights, then that's not going to bottleneck. I mean, I'm sure there'll be issues. Equipment breaks. So, you know, if somebody's brewing on a Monday and they break something and somebody needs to brew on Tuesday, I'm sure that's going to be, you know, something that we need to tackle. But yeah, we'll figure it out. Yeah. That's pretty much our slogan. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, figure it out. There you go.
Yeah.
Well, it's such a neat, it's such an interesting concept. Like I said, I remember when I first heard about it, the idea seemed really, really great, because it is kind of like, it's like, and take this in the spirit it's intended, but it's like, you know, this is going to sound worse than I mean it to, but it's like, you know, it's like the development leagues in a sports team where you have, you know, you're like, you get a chance to do it. And then you get to go out on your own. You know, you like have this like a built-in, not to take away from anything that you guys do, and your beer is great. But I mean, you have this ability to kind of come under one roof, and you know, use equipment, and then you can grow and expand your business, and then you kind of get to leave the nest and have your own place, which I assume is the idea for everyone eventually, right? No one wants to be there forever, right? Is that the idea, or is that?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely want my own place eventually, and and you know, for reasons of just generally being able to have more control over what and when and what I'm doing, but also just you know, for money. I mean, for if you have your own tap room and you're selling your own brand directly to the public, you're gonna earn more profits.
Yeah.
So
if I wanted to find your beer, where could I get that right now?
Well, I'm on around town, but you know, the most surefire way to find it is usually the Steel Barrel Tap Room. I have four taps on there, pretty much permanently. So you could try whatever four beers are on there.
Do you have right now?
Right now, I have Mirena Saison and the Backbone ESB. So the Mirena Saison's a French saison, just basically letting the yeast do all the talking. It's got, you know, peppery notes, some clove notes and whatnot. Mm. Backbone ESB is British style ESB, nice malt profile, a little bit savory, a little bit nutty and fruity. Then my flagship IPA is called the Sunchild, named for our fair city, of course.
Are we the Sunchild City?
Spokane means children of the sun.
I did not know that.
That is, as there's cool. Your Spokane trivia of the day.
All right.
Fucking yeah. Global cooling.
Yeah. And then I have a pale on right now done with Mosaic. It's kind of a hop forward pale called Free Float. So those are the four on there. Got a beer coming out I'm pretty excited about that I just did with Palouse Pint Malt. I don't know if you're aware, but we have a maltster out in the valley now. That's it's kind of like our little micro malting operation, and they're kind of using like heirloom grain varieties and stuff grown in the Palouse. So I did a wit beer with that, and finished it with grapefruit. So it's nice. Called Pampalouse. I love a good portmanteau.
All right. So let's talk about your beer a little bit. Why the beer styles you've chosen, and then we'll go from there. Why those beer styles specifically that you have now?
Well, you know, you got to brew an IPA in the Northwest. So yeah. There's that. Get that out of the way. But I love IPAs, and I brew the beer styles that I like to drink. You know, I'm a big fan of mostly British and Americanized British styles. Which, you know, the IPA falls into that category. Yeah. And then Belgian styles too. So Saison's a mostly Belgian style. And I'll probably expand on that in the future too, and dive into some Dubels and Tripels and big ass quads.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
do you brew any kind of experimental beers, or do you try to stick to the more traditional recipes?
Well, right now, you know, I'm I'm not too crazy experimental. We did have a collab for Craft Beer Week. I did a collaboration with New Boundary Brewing, and we brewed on a 1 gallon or not 1 gallon, one barrel pilot system. So we decided to get a little weird with that, and we brewed a beer with blue corn in the malt bill, and then we finished it with limes. So
how is that?
It's good. People say it's like a those lime tortilla chips is what it gives the impression of.
I actually love this.
Yeah. It's really a good summer beer.
Yeah.
Good timing.
Studying blue and green is what we called it.
So what with beer, I mean, now, you know, it used to be so simple, and then, you know, you get into like, oh, well, you know, we put a little lime in it. Now it's we put a little lemon in it too, and then we put a little orange in it. And then it got to, like, now people are just everything in the kitchen, you know, and the kitchen sink and the whole beer. So, like, what's the inspiration, or where's the limits, or what are you trying to do, like, that what would be something interesting you would want to do to really, really kind of put, like, one really unique beer?
Well, I'm a big fan of trying different, you know, different grains that you don't normally see in the bill. When I homebrewed, I used to just kind of wander around the bulk section at the grocery store, like, you know, Winco or whatever, and see things and go like, what would it be like if I put that in beer? You know, like a different kind of grain, different kind of flour, chestnuts, something like that. I've been thinking about maybe doing a chestnut beer, or even going to ingredients that are typically like kind of people look down their nose at as like macro lager type ingredients, you know, rices and corns and potatoes and whatever. You know, I don't really see that as something that's not supposed to go in beer. In my opinion, if it has starch in it, then it can go in the beer, you know? So, you know, thinking about doing like wild rice beers, things like that. Just different kinds of grain that could lend a good character to the beer.
Can you do quinoa beer?
Yeah, quinoa would work. I've actually heard of people malting quinoa, you know, to actually make it enzymatically active. I've never ventured that far. You do have to be kind of careful about protein. So that could be one thing that kind of limits how much you use. If you have quinoa, is, you know, really high in protein, so you'd probably have to treat it a little bit differently with the way you mashed. But cool. Yeah,
you can do it.
I wonder if there has been a quinoa beer. That would be so popular, like on the vegan scene.
My quinoa beer.
Is that gluten free?
All right, so I'm gonna ask you a tough question for the area. So Spokane, for our listeners outside of Spokane, we have a lot of. A lot of breweries in the area. If you know, within the probably a, I don't know, within a 45-minute drive of Spokane, there's probably, I don't know, 20-some breweries, I'd guess, about, you know, if you include Pullman and go down to Moscow and get up north, there's, you know, you're pushing 30 or so. What is, besides your beer, what is your favorite local beer?
The beer or the brewery?
Let's go both.
Both? Okay. Well, geez, I try really hard not to make evaluation statements on my peers, but I would have to say it would probably be the barrel aged Goatnik from Iron Goat.
Okay.
That's right up there, or maybe some of the. Maybe the quad from Selkirk Abbey. I forget what it's called there. But Selkirk Abbey and Iron Goat are probably my two favorite.
Okay. All solid.
Favorite from pre-commercial brewing days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, both those guys, was it Jeff out in Selkirk and then Greg at Iron Goat. Both of them, those guys definitely know how to dial in a beer. Like they know what they're doing and the styles of beers they're making. They're very, very, you know, like none of their beers ever taste like there's variation or like there's any type of like, oh, that's good. But like, it's just you used to have beer sometimes. Like that seems just a touch off somehow. Not bad, just not quite like, not like it's honed in all the way. And both those guys know how to, all their beers are just solid. So.
Yeah.
All right, good choices. I do enjoy both those places a lot. So how was Craft Beer Week for you guys?
Oh, it was all right. It was good. I participated in the collaboration, and we did put one collab on at the Steel Barrel from Waddell's in Paradise Creek. So they've got a sour there that's pretty good. People mostly migrate to the brewery tap rooms during craft beer week. So I don't know how much traffic the Steel Barrel actually saw, because even though we're right next door, we're not technically a brewery tap room.
Yeah.
But the No Lie Collab Fest was a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun doing that. So yeah, that was neat. It's good.
Yeah, it's been it was fun. I was drunk way too many days.
What was your favorite beer that you had during craft beer week? Or do you remember?
No, I can't remember. My favorite beer I had during craft beer week. That's a good question. I will say this. I don't know if it's my favorite, but New Brewery Whistle Punk has a really good espresso stout that they do. Yeah, that's a beer I like a lot. I like espresso stouts a lot, and it was a very, very good beer, especially for such a new brewery. I mean, they had just opened.
Yeah. Did you get a chance to taste the bourbon barrel stout that they put on? I think it was Friday.
No, I didn't. That sounds great, though.
It was really good. Yeah. They're hitting it out of the park right away. Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, Iron Goat has a really good. They've had it on for a while, but they've got like a sour. It's like a blackberry or elderberry sour or something like that. That's really good.
I'm a huge fan of sours.
You know, they've got a lot of range.
Yeah.
Sours have a lot of range. They can be really mild. Some are a little sweeter. Mm-hmm. I like sours if they're in the right spot. You know, okay. I enjoy sours quite a bit. But yeah, I've had some ones that are just terrible though.
Yeah.
It's overly sour or too sweet, or just not a lot of flavor profile to them. So. All right. Well, we are going to. Well, let's see. Joe, shout out the address and where people can find you and how to follow you and get, you know.
Best way to follow Steel Barrel and Little Spokane both is on Facebook. So Little Spokane Brewing Company and the Steel Barrel Tap Room. So hopefully your Googling fingers work, and I don't have to explain that much more how to find it. We're at 154 South Madison, which is between 1st and 2nd on Madison Street, kind of kitty corner from the Fox Theater, right past the tracks. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Great spot. Good beer. You know, they've got their beers. They've got a whole list of beers. It's an awesome. It's like just such a great space, too. It's got shuffleboard, a little ceviche bar in back. Love it. Definitely go check it out, everyone. All right. You guys, we're going to play a little game here.
Okay.
We played this a couple weeks ago, and I had some people tell me they enjoyed it a lot, so we're going to play it again. This is the game Quotables, where I give you a celebrity quote, and I will give you a list of names that possibly said that quote, and you guys have to guess who said it. Okay? Everyone got the rules?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think
mm-hmm.
so.
Okay. J. Joe. Tress. Who won last time?
I think I did. Pretty sure I did.
Did you? You did. I think you did. Okay. First quote. I've never really wanted to go to Japan simply because I do not like eating fish. And I know that's very popular out there in Africa.
What? Africa? Or
what?
Yeah, you heard it right.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Is that Britney Spears, Sofia Vergara, or Ariana Grande?
Are we supposed to just like?
Yeah, you can
in?
you can shout it out when you're ready.
I'm just gonna keep interrupting Jay.
Say Britney. Yeah, just. I'm gonna say Britney.
Jay says Britney.
Yeah.
Joe.
God, I have to imagine that Britney Spears has been to Japan. You know,
Pepsi tour.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
And what was the? Is Ariana, Britney, or who?
Sofia Vergara.
I'll say that.
Oh. I'm going to, you know what, because I think musicians would be in Japan a lot, I'm going to go with Sofia Vergara.
All right.
Yeah, word.
Sofia Vergara.
Is that the chick from Modern Family?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jay, you're off to a good start. It was Britney Spears. Oh.
Crushing Spears. It already. She shaved her head, guys. She's a little whiny.
All right. Next quote. I guess I'm going to fade into Bolivian.
What?
Yes, you heard that correctly. I guess I'm going to fade into Bolivian.
Is she trying to say, like, Oblivion?
Is she already?
We don't know that.
Yeah. All right, that was a little sexist.
Oh, Jay.
Yeah.
Probably.
Well, what are the options? I bet they're all female. I goddamn bet you they're all female.
Is it Paris Hilton?
Ha, I told you.
Mike Tyson.
Now you're just asking for a cause.
Or Kanye West.
It's mostly dudes, Jay.
It's Tyson. All right. It's totally Mike Tyson.
But do you think Mike Tyson knows the word oblivion to begin with to even fuck up? Like, you have to know the word oblivion to fuck it up.
Well, he'll eat your children. Yeah, man. Watch out. True.
I mean, that's not a...
Joe's locking in with Mike Tyson?
Yeah, I'm going to go the final answer there.
Jay?
So it could be Paris Hilton or...
you can pick one of the same people. So you can pick. You don't have to pick someone different.
Oh, Paris Hilton. I'm sticking with my sexist option.
Draz.
Oh, fuck. Just for fun, let's go with Kanye.
Yeah, let's see who wins.
And the answer is Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
He's going to fade into Bolivian.
I could hear him saying it in my head.
Right? Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
I'm just going to fade into Bolivian, I guess.
Wow, that was a pretty good impersonation.
Next quote. Smoking kills. If you are killed... you've lost a very important part of your life.
Oh my god.
Is it Seth Rogen, Brooke Shields, or Kelly Ripa?
Remind me who Kelly Ripa is.
She's the host of Live with Kelly and, Ryan Seacrest now.
I picked that.
Is that who it is now?
Yeah.
But it used to be her and
Regis.
Regis, okay, I know.
Oh, that's good. I was just asking somebody what happened.
Well, actually, it was her and Michael Strahan for a while. After Regis,
heard about American Idol not being on the air anymore, and I was worried about him. I was like, oh, he still got a job?
Don't worry, he's still doing stuff.
Okay. E is still a channel, right?
Yeah,
the Ryan Seacrest doing fine. I think he's a producer on the Kardashian show, so he's making like billions.
Yeah, that's what somebody said.
Yeah, so he's raking it in.
He's the new Dick Clark.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Yeah. So it is Seth Rogen, Brooke Shields, or Kelly Ripa. Who said it?
I pick Kelly Ripa.
Trav says Kelly Ripa.
Brooke Shields.
Jay says Brooke Shields.
Well, I guess I got to go for Brooke, so I'm going to say Seth Rogen.
And the answer is Brooke Shields. Jay, strong at this game. Damn.
Does Brooke Shields, is she even in anything anymore?
She's in like the eyelashes commercial.
Yeah. I think she's doing the, what's the zit cream commercials?
I don't know.
The last like acting thing I saw her on was like an episode of Friends or something.
Right.
Like, there was like also years. Like a really shitty Lifetime movie.
I think she did an episode of Two and a Half Men at one point.
There was Island of the Blue Lagoon 2. It was this horrible Lifetime
remake.
Did she
do it?
She was the mom, and then her daughter got lost. It was really bad. It was really bad.
All right. Next up, we have a real gem. In an action film, you act in the action. If it's a dramatic film, you act in the drama. Was it Jean-Claude Van Damme, Arnold Schwarzenegger, or Steven Seagal?
Oh, God.
That's kind of smart. It's like deep, dude.
Is it, though?
It's very Arnold-esque to me, you know?
Yeah.
It kind of sounds like...
But I can see Seagal saying that, too.
Is anybody even holding a mic up to Steven Seagal these days?
that's true.
Wait, isn't he like a real cop now?
Well, he's a cop with quotation marks around it.
I'm going with Seagal.
Jay says Seagal. Joe?
I'm gonna go with Arnold. I'm gonna go with Arnold.
Trav?
What was the other choice?
Van Damme.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Van Damme, dude.
The answer is Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Damn, I thought he was above that.
Thanks, guys.
You thought he was above that.
I can't wait for Hard Target 4 to
come out.
He's
too meta for me to understand, I guess.
All right. Next quote is, I make Jessica Simpson look like a rock scientist.
A rock scientist?
It's called a geologist.
Not even a rocket scientist. Just a rock scientist. Yeah.
Right, was she trying to say rocket scientist, or was she actually mean like a geologist? That's a good question.
She was going for rocket, but yeah.
Is it Tara Reid, Snooki, or Jennifer Aniston?
It's not Jennifer Aniston.
Snooki. I get Snooki.
Joe says Snooki.
Tara Reid seems pretty fucking trashy to me.
I
so
know,
I feel like
but
she
so
would
does
that.
Snooki. They're like equal levels of trashy.
Ew, sick. Yep. Now I'm thinking about them hooking up.
Ew, why did you take it there? I did not insinuate that at all.
I wasn't thinking about you. I was thinking about them.
No, he said, why did you insinuate that?
Oh,
man?
Just because I thought about how trashy both of them were.
They're pretty trashy.
Tara Reid has like the best like perma cheerleader voice ever.
Oh, yeah, though. Yeah.
I used to think she was really attractive, but it just...
She kind of was for a minute. And I'm not into blondes either.
Like super...
Yeah, it was dramatic, yeah.
After the
now she's got
a
Sharknado movies, so...
That's true. You know what? She did Sharknado. I'm going Tara Reid.
You said Tara Reid. Joe?
I think I'm going to stick with Snooki.
Snooki? Dress?
God, I hope it's really Jennifer Aniston.
And it is Tara Reid. Jay and Travis get Jay with commanding, well, not a commanding lead, but
that's gross. And he said that it gave me the heebie-jeebies.
The heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, I was so disgusted by those two girls in particular. It's weird that we're talking about it. Actually, Snooki kind of got hot though.
What?
Yeah, Snooki? She lost a bunch of weight, dude.
Okay.
What? Show me.
Got
like
a couple
a
left.
Snooki picture.
She did kind of. Yeah, she kind of got a little hot.
Can we pull her?
So, next quote is: "I've never been drunk in my life. I don't use recreational drugs." Was it Paula Abdul, Madonna, or Miley Cyrus?
Oh,
there's only one answer for that.
No, but Paula, I think, used to
be. It's Paula Abdul, dude.
Are you sure?
She's like a really good Lakers cheerleader, and she was in a funny video with a cat.
Yeah.
A cartoon
step
cat.
Forward, two
Just because
back.
You're in a video with a cat doesn't mean you should try.
It's a cartoon cat, though.
Oh. Yeah.
You know, I can't think of a time that Madonna had like a drug problem, though. Like, or anything. Like, is she really straight-laced, maybe? I don't know. Paula Abdul seems like
the straight dick.
But yeah. Also, you have to think about when the quote was said. If it was early Miley Cyrus, she could have said that and then been like, fuck it.
Oh, yeah. Are these, like recent quotes?
Yeah, like, it could have been an old quote. And then she's like, peace, bitches. Like, I'm going to do all the coke.
Right.
So.
And ironically, Molly.
I don't know.
I don't feel like I have enough information now.
Can we get the date on the quote? Do we
I don't have a
that?
Date on the quote. I apologize.
I feel like we need a lifeline.
You gotta make a guess, Jay.
You know what? I'm gonna say Miley Cyrus just because I think it's an old quote.
Okay, Joe.
Well, if I want to get some points, I have to give a different answer here. So, I'm gonna be a dick and go with Paula Abdul because. All right.
Paula Abdul?
Now I've taken it.
I mean, he can do it too.
Yeah, I'm doing Paula Abdul too. All
right.
Joe and Traz get some points. It
Damn
was
it.
Paula Abdul.
All right,
next quote.
Oh, we're still going?
We're still going. We've got a couple left. I have this weird thing that if I sleep with someone, they're going to take my creativity from me through my vagina.
Dude, that's awesome. That'd be sweet.
Which
how
is
sexy
true.
That,
I hope one of the answers
just be like,
I hope one of the answers is male.
Oh my god.
Is it Nicki Minaj, Lady Gaga, or Katy Perry?
Damn.
Oh, wow, that's a weird one.
I was hoping one of them would be a creative person.
Just, yeah, right.
Lady Gaga was weird, but didn't she go to Juilliard? Like, I think she's smart.
Know.
No, she did. She actually, I think she went to Juilliard. She went to some really esteemed art school.
New York Art College.
So I think she just did her crazy-ass gimmick to get famous, and now she's getting, like, less crazy because she's achieved fame. But
no more
Katy Perry married what's his name?
Russell Brand.
Russell Brand, who's legit crazy ball. So I'm going to go with Katy Perry.
All right. Jason, Katy Perry.
I'm going to go with Nicki Minaj because she's always rapping about making dudes eat her ass.
Is she?
Wait, does she actually say that?
Yeah, like groceries, dude.
She says, eat my ass like groceries?
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
What?
She should have been
more specific with groceries. Groceries is too vague.
You don't just eat groceries.
Right. Like, yeah, you have to get aluminum foil. And, like, you know.
It's a process.
Right.
Yeah, I think Katy Perry. I think it's the Katy Perry one.
No points on that one. It was Lady Gaga.
Damn. I thought she was above it.
Oh, man. All right. We have two left. So, it's anybody's game. It's anyone's game. I'm going to say this quote, then run up and grab my charger from this computer as you guys debate who it could be. The quote is, "Isn't it weird that some small pets make doo-doos that look just like the food they eat? I wish I had that talent."
That sounds like Mitch Hedberg.
Is it John Mayer, Jessica Alba, or Justin Bieber?
We have to have a long debate since he's going to go get his charger.
How do we form this debate?
Okay.
I don't know.
So Jessica Alba, John Mayer, or Justin Bieber?
I think Justin Bieber.
I think so too, because he's like the kind of douchey individual that would be concerned about his poop. Jessica Alba's too hot. She doesn't poop.
Exactly. She just poops there.
Farts roses.
But she's talking about her pet's poops.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then she's like, I wish I could do that.
But she probably doesn't. Even, she probably
that's
doesn't.
That's such
her pet's
a weird
poops.
Thing to say. Like, yeah, all dogs do that. Big dogs do that.
Well,
too.
But she was like, their poop looks like their food. I wish I could do that. So it's like, what is she eating that she wants her shit to look like?
Oh. Maybe she's eating like Neapolitan ice cream and she wants it to come out the and three like colors.
Or like a banana, but it's like the right shape, just wrong color.
You just, oh, no.
You just poop out a banana.
Or maybe she wants it to be like deer poop, like just little pellets that fall out, like if she eats deer a lot poop. Of grapes. I don't know.
Deer poop.
All right.
Oh, God, I don't know.
We're just talking about poop, actually. We're not debating the answer.
Hot fecal talk.
It's a really highbrow conversation.
All right, what did you guys, what did you come up with, guys?
I'm going to go with the Bieber. Yeah.
I'm going to say Jessica Alba. She seems like a tiny dog person.
Oh.
Okay.
Like she's got a purse dog.
The quote belongs to John Mayer.
Oh.
No points on that one. Okay, so Traz and Jay are tied, so you guys got to pick opposite here. Joe, we may end up in a three-way tie if you get this one correct and they both get it wrong. So keep that in mind as you guys are guessing. This is my favorite one. Osama bin Laden is the only one who knows exactly what I'm going through. Is it R. Kelly, Donald Trump, or Daniel Tosh? Joe, since you're our guest, you get to pick first.
I'm going to go with R. Kelly.
All right, you guys...
I feel like I know most of Donald Trump's crazy tweets, and I haven't heard that one before. So I'm going to go R. Kelly.
Dude, we just broke the show. I was going to go R. Kelly, too.
You have to go Tosh or Trump now.
My heart's saying R. Kelly.
I mean, if you want to tie with me.
He peed on an underage girl. Like, people... looked at him.
Is that how Osama bin Laden feels? Did he do?
Yeah, I can see him doing that.
I can actually see him doing that. That's such an interesting quote out of context.
You guys are all saying R. Kelly? It was R. Kelly.
Yes.
So yay. Jay and Traz end in a tie.
Winners.
Joe, you're so close.
I am the loser.
All right. Well, that was fun, guys. That's it.
I'm glad I stuck to my guns. I wasn't forced into losing.
No, you guys tied. You'll have to break the tie. So, all right. We're going to do, let's see here. Jay, you ready with some news?
Yeah, I've got a really hot story for us tonight.
Hot stories.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Sensual news with Jay. She's gonna tell you what's going on in the world today. Propaganda time, so let's fist pump. Celebrity in sports and Donald Trump. Jay wants old people gone.
I just hate how out of context this is the end to her new song.
People listen to the show, Jay. They know you're a terrible person.
Yeah, but our guests don't yet.
And it's not really that out of context. We were talking about the news that day and how you felt about old people.
Yeah,
that's true. That day, it made sense.
Yeah, Jay, I mean, listen, everyone knows how you feel.
Okay. So guys, there's something that's plaguing our country right now, and it's not Russia.
It's not terrorism.
It's not global warming. It's botulism.
God damn it.
Oh my god.
It's back.
5 people in California have been hospitalized with botulism. Botulism is a disease that is brought on by a bacteria that's in, I believe, compromised or expired cans. So let me ask you, audience members and fellow guests and host and Tras, how many of you have cans in your house?
All of you.
Yeah. That's right. We're all
I
at risk.
Many cans. The
botulism is ravaging America.
I actually heard about this story. I guess it happened when they, like, they all had liquid cheese from a gas station in Sacramento.
What the fuck did they think was going to happen?
Yeah, it happened. So
that's a relief, because I just bought a case of off-brand beef stew at the Dollar Tree.
some Dinty Moore.
It's like a hole in the side of it. Green goo.
Yeah, that, I mean, like, that's what's going to... What do you think is... Yeah, exactly. What do you think's going to happen when you... You didn't get botulism. You just bought... Like, you're rolling the dice. You're living on the edge. Anyway, if you're...
I love gas station food, though.
I mean, cheese in a liquid form. Yeah, that's questionable.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
and
gas station liquid cheese.
Where was it at? Sacramento?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess that brings us to another question for everybody. What is the most questionable food you've ever eaten?
Oh, man.
Hot dogs out of a hooker's ass.
Oh, good. Are you serious?
I'm serious.
What is
it? It's my birthday.
Why hot dogs? Like, why not like cake or like something like
out of
sexy?
It? Like, it, you get it in because, there and then you eat it out.
Because hot dogs hold their shape.
Did the
hold on? I need
wait,
some.
Wait, was
hold
it
on.
Like inserted in to the asshole?
Yes, there's like four of them inserted into the asshole. And
wait, what? Now it's four.
Out. Well, yeah.
Hold on. Was this like Oscar Mayer little tiny Franks, or was this like, you know, it was like Poland, like,
no,
like
they're,
Costco
they're,
Polish dogs?
No. Come on.
It's not like a Vienna
come on,
sausage.
This is a lady we're talking about. Don't get crazy. Listen.
Did you say a stripper or a
wait,
prostitute?
She has
a
mother.
A hooker.
Are you sure that this wasn't the hooker didn't have the John Mayer talent? Just like the hot.
Was this like something you asked for?
I think
for,
the hooker was John Mayer.
Was this something you requested, or had she just like stolen from the
oh,
local
her idea.
Gas station?
That was her idea. Yeah, she just put a bunch of hot dogs in her butt.
You know, that's not the first time she's done that. Like, you know that, like, this
she told me it was the first time, actually.
That's no, that's a lie.
That's no one has
lie.
That idea for the first time.
That fucking whore.
Okay, I need some details on how did this go down? Which birthday?
I'm just joking, guys. I'm so sorry. I'm,
oh,
really
I thought
good.
You were serious.
Dude, you guys thought I was serious?
Like, yes!
I don't know.
I don't know how to feel right now.
Well, one, you've got a hell of a poker face. Two, it's you. And...
Now, how do you feel knowing that we all believed you?
Yeah. Like, that's what I'm saying.
How does that make you feel about yourself?
I need to go home and take a bath, first of all.
Right, you do more
than that. I think my biggest concern was, like, how far in was the hot dog? And did you take a bite from the stem? Or did
I'm
going to
keep pretending that this
out?
Is real. But, yeah, so what
just
happened
like
was
hypothetical.
Basically, like, it just starts sliding out, and then it's sort of up to you whether you want to take it or pull it out. Yeah, and so I just kind of like nibbled it out like a little hamster. Beep, 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 beep. And then on the last one, I just had her blast it down my throat.
That's so fucking terrible.
I'm just joking. All my friends and family who watch listen to the show. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I immediately have no, like, to that question, like, what's the most questionable food you've ever eaten? Like, You blasted us out of the water. Even though it's fake, like, I don't even know how to respond now.
Oh, boy. Questionable food? I'll eat almost anything, though.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I have a pretty strong gut. And I don't like, you know, shit that's been on the ground and stuff like that. Or, like, I don't
literal
know.
Shit? You're just like, I'm yeah. hungry and yeah, that's
it there. Yeah, that looks good. Looks like there's still some corn in there.
All right. So, human centipede it?
Yeah.
Oh, actually, do you have a real answer that just happened?
Okay.
The other day, I was riding my bike home from Zips, and my bag exploded everywhere, and one of my chicken strips fell on the street, and I ate it. Still.
Oh, I'd still eat that. Yeah, I'd yeah. for sure eat that.
Yeah.
You don't leave a chicken strip behind.
And chicken strips have the breading, which sort of protects it.
Yeah,
like, you can just brush off some breading.
Right. It protects the membrane, the chicken inside.
God, yes. I want to go to Zips. That sounds really good.
Right. Well, so, my kind of rule is, like, if it doesn't have a membrane, like, if it's not like a.
Quit saying the membrane. Word membrane. Yeah, thank you. I don't want my food to have a membrane. What is this, a placenta? What are you doing?
Restore the placenta. Joe, like, where's your placenta? We had a whole conversation last week. No. We won't do that again. but if it's like a strawberry that's been cut open, like if the middle of it hits the floor, I'm not gonna eat that strawberry.
Okay.
But if it was a whole strawberry and I dropped it, I'd eat that strawberry.
You like wash it off? Or would you wash it off, or would you just
I'd kinda
it
dust it off. Okay. I'm not gonna wash it, I'm not wasting water.
The 5-second rule does not apply to bananas. Like, yeah. Yeah, bananas pick up everything.
That's right. Or stew.
Yeah, I guess like
it doesn't apply to stew.
Like stew.
You like get a dustpan, getting the stew off the floor. Like 5-second rule.
Just stick a straw.
How long
in.
Is it allowed to be in the dustpan for?
Oh God.
Yeah.
The food itself wasn't questionable. It was just so it was gas station sushi. You know what? That is questionable.
Oh, that's a bad idea.
That was a bad idea. Yeah. But the worst part was I chose to eat it while driving home on the freeway. And I thought, I was like, nothing will go wrong if I put a big wad of wasabi on my gas station sushi and eat it. So, of course, it gets stuck to the roof of my mouth right where your sinuses are. And holy fuck, I've never been so close to crashing my car at 80 miles an hour.
Gotta keep your eyes open.
Yeah. Oh, I was also using chopsticks.
That's a good idea. That seems like Jay, you overestimate your talents.
I like to live.
You definitely overvalued yourself that day.
Like,
when I say like on my Tinder profile that I like adventure, that's what I mean.
Like adventure. I eat gas station sushi while I drive on the freeway and I use chopsticks. Adventurous. All right. But they gas station cheese and they that's. What do you think is going to happen? You know, if you eat gas station cheese, though, like, and you live, like, I salute you. You should get a fucking Purple Heart. Like, you deserve awards for that shit. That's a real thing.
I have a real fondness for gas station food. I will go get the Bahama Mama out of the Zip Trip station every once in a while.
Yeah. What is that?
It's a hot dog.
Okay.
Or like whatever kind of cured meat sticks they have available next to the counter.
Yeah.
Anything from
the
I get mocked for it.
Jerky's pretty safe though. Because you know that could be people jerky.
Yeah, jerky.
Like the pioneers survived on that shit. You're gonna be fine.
Yeah, not by choice. Yeah, they just kept meat around forever. They couldn't afford to give it up.
That's fair.
Yeah.
7-Eleven's got really good gas station food right now.
Oh, yeah.
True.
Cheeseburger bites are where it's at.
Chad, last week when I gave Draz a ride home. We stop by 7-Eleven so we can get some food, and he comes out with the largest, like, it's like the it's like an 8-person appetizer platter you'd get at TGI Fridays.
What?
It's got like everything. I didn't. It's got things they didn't even know they. He's got like spinach and artichoke dip and stuff. Like I didn't know they made that at 7-Eleven. How do you even do a special request? You call ahead for that or something? But then so when I drive by his house and he gets out of the car and there's still like food in my car. There's like a taquito on the seat and there's like ranch on the footwell and like stuff. And I'm like, Traz. And he like gets out of the car and he's like, close the door. I'm like, Traz, you go, he like, like, hey, get your, like, yo, taquito. And it was like this weird, like, drunken Benny Hinn. Because every time he's like, burr, 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 he's like circling my car. And I'd, like, come back and like, no, you dropped something. And get a taquito and like drop a wing. And like, keep like circling around, like picking up and dropping off food.
At a certain
second
point.
Rule, bro.
I feel like you should have just eaten the tequila.
I should have.
I feel like I want to have 7-Eleven cater something now. Just like a spread of weird 7-Eleven cheeseburger bites.
Have like your wedding
pizza.
Catered by 7-Eleven.
Right. All the things they had. They had so many. Yeah, it was very, it was crazy.
A Red Bull fountain.
Yeah. All right. Anything else, Jay?
There were 25 great white sharks. Fuck California. Spotted off the coast of California, I believe.
California.
Let me pull it up. Yeah, California. Fuck California with their botulism and great white sharks.
Yeah.
25 of them were spotted off the coastline, and so there were people in the water, and the coastline had to have helicopters that were like telling, like, basically yelling at the people, like, don't freak out.
Get out of the water. How
by,
do you
you're surrounded by sharks.
Yeah. Don't freak out. Okay. If I look up and there's a helicopter, like, directly over me ever, and someone's be like, listen, don't freak out. It doesn't matter where I am on Earth. I'm going to freak out. Like, you know, like, okay.
I mean, even in just in general, the expression don't freak out has never been followed by something good.
Someone being very calm and measured.
Don't
directly
freak
afterwards.
Out.
Yeah.
Don't but there's a big briefcase of money right underneath you.
Right.
Like, don't
freak
worry
out.
About it.
But I got you 2 cheeseburgers. it was. I am fascinated by sharks.
Like in a good way?
Yeah. I want to fuck one. Yeah, it's sexual. It's very sexual love of sharks. There's nothing wrong with it. You know,
unhealthy relationship.
Not just any shark. Listen, the nurse sharks.
Just rock hard during
shark
week.
They put out.
Week.
They're sluts. because this is where I grew up, and all that whole, like, literally all the beaches where all the great white sharks are all the beaches I grew up swimming in. White sharks, it's so weird.
It's horrifying.
Literally the beach I went to the most growing up, Huntington Beach, someone caught a great white shark while they were fishing from the shore.
What?
Yes. Like, that's not, like, it's insane. They're all, they're mm-hmm. they always used to be around, mm-hmm. but... They are just the encounters and the how many, and they're coming. And
how
much they're coming.
How often do they attack people?
What's that? There's been quite a few attacks in the last. It used to be like every, like when I was growing up, it's like every 7 years, mm-hmm. you know.
Fukushima,
so.
Man.
Well,
so
they tend to just kind of come up and take a nibble. You know,
it's like
it's still
your
a pretty
leg.
Big nibble. Yeah, because they're not gonna. It consume you,
yeah.
Because they don't want to eat us. They don't like the taste of us, I guess. Which how do they know that? How do scientists know? Like they don't like us. Like maybe a piece of us,
like a little appetite.
Yeah, and they're like, I'm gonna go find a seal now. Or maybe they just have a vendetta against humans.
We're kind of shitty.
Yeah, I get that.
Did you guys see this this girl get catched by the sea lion?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, Jay, where's that in the news?
Well, that's not a news. That's just like, hey, a girl got snatched by a sea lion.
Yeah.
That was a hot topic story. Yeah, that was really scary, though.
I wonder,
carnivorous? Yes.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
They actually can be pretty aggressive.
Really?
Yeah, like even divers and stuff will tell you that they'll... Mm-hmm. They can,
okay, but when I see
them, like
they're always
pony.
Cuddling on the beach. They're these big, fat, little cuddly things. And my whole life, my goal has been to... spoon with a sea lion, and that video made me question that.
You are thinking sea
different. The what are the ones on San Francisco that are on the things?
So those are probably seals.
I don't know.
Okay.
Seals, they look toothier. Mm. It's weird because like they actually have like little claws coming off. They're.
I want the big fat
the
ones.
Seals,
that look cuddly.
That's a seal.
Okay.
You're thinking a seal, and they're pretty easy going.
They're nice.
Yeah.
Seem nice.
No, those are assholes. They're assholes too. Yeah.
Did you know that otters are actually like sexual predators?
No,
I.
Jay, are you telling us something?
Jay,
do you need help?
Yeah.
No, sea otters used to be my favorite animal for such a long time, but then one of my shitty friends wanted to destroy that for me, so they sent me this article. It was like this horrible news article about how otters, their sexual practice is actually more akin to. You can look this up, Deez. News story, sea otter rapist. How their sexual practices are more akin to rape. So they're really aggressive. Like, they will oftentimes bite off the nose of female sea otters. And sometimes, if they can't find a female sea otter, they will rape baby seals and then continue raping them for days after they're dead.
Whoa, Jay.
Okay, Jay. I'm sorry.
All right, and that's the end of the show, guys. Yes, I'll see you later.
Wow. I thought it was interesting.
That's horrifying. Here's the deal with nature. What other way could it go? Like, in pods of dolphins, they withhold, like, the male dolphins withhold food from the females until they have sex with them.
I thought dolphins have, like, consensual, like, fun sex. They...
Dolphins, like, rape people. Like, aggressively attack and, like, molest people.
No, I mean, but, like, for animals who have sex for pleasure, I've heard that pigs and dolphins.
Well, yes. Okay. I'm assuming most male rapists do it for pleasure also, Jay. No... But it's
cat doesn't look like it's having fun when it has sex.
Well, I don't watch a lot of cats. you're really telling us a lot about yourself tonight. How many animals do you
I'm just gonna take a step back from this conversation.
I wonder if any of the animals that like don't actually like have sex, you know, the ones that just kind of spread their shit everywhere.
Yeah.
Like if any of them actually have any any sort of pleasure from it. Like the fish is just like, oh, that's the best. And they're just like spraying their
I traveled 600 miles for this.
It's just one like giant like bukkake onto your kids though. It's like that's all just one fish bukkake, like child fish bukkake.
That's pretty horrific.
I didn't make it that way. You could just have normal old fashioned missionary sex, but they don't because fish can't go upside down. All right.
So fish sex.
All right.
Good talk, guys.
We're gonna wrap up here in a second, but we're gonna do a quick rundown with Joe since we got a couple of minutes left. Joe, we've got a series of questions for you, and you can answer these. Truthfully, please. We'll hook him up to the lie detector. This is a series of questions I use that I gauge. I think it's a good gauge to tell a lot about someone. They're simple, but they tell a lot about someone.
Okay.
First question. If you could travel anywhere in the world, but you had to do it with the person you hate the most, where would you go and who is that person?
Wow. I don't know that I have like a mortal enemy like that. I guess I'm not. I'm just not that kind of guy. I guess I would want to travel somewhere really loud, so I didn't have to listen to them or interact with them at all. So I would go to like I don't know. We'll go to like some crazy party in Germany.
There's a big one in Indonesia.
Oh, yeah. There
it's
we
very
go.
Very popular.
Yeah. You know what? I'd go climb a mountain in the Himalayas because then we don't have to talk or anything. And if they die, I won't feel bad about it.
Okay.
And I'm just not a hateful human being. It's really hard for me to
It doesn't have to pick. Be someone you know personally. It could be like a celebrity.
Okay. Well,
if you're going to the Himalayas, bringing Stephen Hawking might be interesting.
Wow, Jay. You are on a roll tonight.
Why would I hate Stephen Hawking?
Yeah. No, but I'm just saying, like,
I hate so much.
I hate knowledge.
Just seeing him trying to, like,
physicist.
Climb the hill.
I'd go with the...
Jesus Christ.
She didn't think that you hated him. She just wanted to make fun
I'd
of
go,
him.
I'd go, who's the... Ken Ham. I'd go climb in the Himalayas with Ken Ham.
Okay.
Yeah, there we go.
All right.
Who's that?
He's like the creationist museum guy.
Oh, yeah. The one who debated Bill Nye.
Yeah.
He's a crazy person.
Yep.
Okay. What is your best/worst guilty pleasure song?
Best/worst guilty pleasure song.
It's like, you know what a guilty pleasure song is, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. We all have them.
Yep. I don't know. Like, I can't help but pump my fist when Rebel Yell comes on the radio. That's right up there.
I like that.
Yeah. Or Foreigner. I Want to Know What Love Is. I like Foreigner quite a bit.
Is that a guilty pleasure song?
Does it count?
You think that, you guys? What do you think? Is that count?
I mean, I don't think you need to feel guilty about that. Those were some good songs.
Only if you grew up. When they were coming out, maybe they were like super soft, you know.
Oh.
And like over time, we appreciate them.
maybe.
Yeah, you know, maybe it's my age. Yes.
Oh yeah, this is a good ballad.
This isn't bad. I can get down with a little bit of this. I saw Foreigner live a couple years ago.
Where at?
Actually, in Airway Heights.
Random.
At the casino?
No, not at the casino.
What?
Where else?
Busted down movie theater.
No, this sounds weird, but at a car auction.
What?
So in Airway Heights, there's a car auction, DAA car auction, and they I used to know guys in the car. Well, I still know guys in the car business, but they do a big outdoor concert every July. It's called the Rock and Roll. They do a big rock and roll sale. They have a big auction, car auction, but they bring in bands, like these old bands to play, and they like cater this event and fly in like beer and food, and it's fun because it's outside, and it's you have to have tickets, and only if you're involved with the auction can you go. So there's only like, I don't know, 350 people at this like outdoor concert. And I saw Foreigner. I saw what's the one that sings? Oh God, I'm losing my mind. What's the one that says? I saw Joan Jett.
Oh, nice.
Saw Pat Benatar.
Damn.
What are some of the other bands like Foreigner?
Not White Snake.
God. REO Speedwagon.
It's actually a pretty solid lineup.
Yeah, so
I was just imagining
these were all different years. So every year they have a different one. Those were I used to.
I was just imagining them at like a downtown Subaru, just like playing in the parking lot as people
like really sad.
Yes, people like peruse for like use Subaru.
I really like songs like this. These are elbows in songs.
Yeah,
elbows in, fists out.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, dude, what do you do with them?
This is just you, just getting into it.
Getting into it, yeah.
Is that
the
dance move?
You know who's the best elbows
feel
in
it,
is
Jay,
Steve.
It.
Steve Perry does the elbows in really
well.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. When he's singing, that passion.
Yeah, that's just like demonstrating. Yeah,
that's true. All right.
Captain Kirk does it too.
What song would they play at your funeral? Would you want them to play at your funeral if you had to pick one song?
To play it? Like, I'm picking the song?
Yes.
All right. So it's just got to be... like weird,
whatever you want it to be.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of something not cliche or anything.
Everybody at your funeral is all like lame, super cliche.
Joe picked such a shitty song for his funeral. It really ruined his
death. How about
death.
Metallica's One, just like at the end, and then like just open the doors. Everybody has to leave right after that.
Get the hell out.
Yeah.
Just Metallica.
Show the video, too.
Really scare the shit out of everyone?
Yeah.
All right. If you had to order a pizza, one pizza, you could have any toppings you want, what would they be?
Well, number one topping is artichoke. Everybody knows that.
Oh, don't sandbag me.
You know, I really also dig the chicken bacon ranch pizza. I like the chicken bacon ranch.
Chicken bacon ranch love tonight.
Yeah.
That one is pretty good.
They also have one. They have one at the Flying Goat that has pears on it, like pears and gorgonzola.
Ooh,
I love that pizza
really
a lot. Yeah.
All right.
Yum.
So,
you guys are making me hungry tonight.
Yeah, I know. I want to go eat pizza.
I'm always waiting for whenever Deese asks somebody that question for them to be like, oh, blah, 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 blah. Deese is like, that's the exact right answer.
You nailed it.
I'm ordering it
one
right
of these
now
days.
For all you guys.
When pizza someone party. Gets the right answer, I will order it.
I bet it's just like pepperoni. Like this boring ass
just
pizza.
Just cheese pizza.
We just got to, Jay and I need to like start like vetting our guests before they come on
like,
and be like, yeah, right. So he's going to ask you this question. Pepperoni? Be like, no, dude.
No.
We already went through that. Fuck you.
don't ask for chicken on there.
There is a perfect combination to get the free
if
pizza.
If we ever get it, you have to buy us all pizza.
Okay, I will. But chicken bacon ranch, I get that. I respect that. That's a good pizza. That's a good option. All right. Last one. We reverse the tables. You get to ask everyone at this, all of us, one question we have to answer honestly.
Oh. I have to ask
you,
a question.
You ask each. Yeah, you can ask each one of us one question, and we have to answer honestly. Or you can ask us one question. We can all have to answer the same question. However you want.
Are you guys all like comedians? Like you do shows and stuff?
I do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just take notes, man.
Yeah.
All
right.
Does comedy on the show? Trent does comedy here.
Yeah. Well, I'll ask one related to that then. What is what's the what's like the worst situation where like the joke was coming out of your mouth and the second it was out there, like biggest regret in that moment?
Regret,
like instant, like oh my god, it's not gonna be funny at all.
Regret because it's not funny, or regret. I don't know. Okay.
Okay, I'll start because I know exactly.
Like, just makes you sweat, cold sweat instantly. So one
can't
of believe
my
I said that.
Like biggest bombs, just most painful show. It was at Blues at the Bend, Uncle D's Underground Comedy. Right. It was right around Thanksgiving, and it was just such a small audience to begin with. We like maybe had 8 people in the audience, and one thing to know in comedy, it's much easier to perform to a large group of people than a small group of people. Yeah. Because in big crowds, somebody's gonna find you funny. Also,
laughter is infectious,
right. And people feel more comfortable laughing at controversial material if it's a huge crowd. But if it's a really small crowd and you say something offensive,
yeah,
they're less likely to.
Well,
dig it.
People are also embarrassed. They don't want to get no one wants to be the first one to laugh too. Yeah. But you can get lost in a crowd. But if there's like 4 people, someone's got to be the first one to break, and everyone's like looking around like, I don't want, you know.
So it's already a hard situation right there, and it was right around Thanksgiving, so I was like, all right, I'm gonna write some like holiday themed material. And I have some weird relatives, and so obviously I'm not like a victim of assault, or else I would never make a joke like this. But I was talking about my like rapey uncle, and like all of my jokes were met with like, oh, it's like, you guys, like, like, if I was actually molested, I would not be fucking saying this. So it was so uncomfortable.
Is that true, Jay?
Jay,
it was awful. And what sucks about...
Was your uncle a sea otter?
How did you know? But what also sucks about stand-up is when you start your set, no matter how it's going, you have to finish.
Yeah.
So it was just agonizing. It was really a painful experience.
So was that what you're saying? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to cut you off. I don't know if regret is the word to use, cause I don't regret a lot of the jokes. I mean, I've had decent jokes. I've had bad jokes but I don't really regret it. You know, you just got to kind of get out there and work out stuff. But I do, one time I was doing a set and, it was in, Missoula, Montana. And the very young, it's all just like super, it's just, anyway, liberal, super young, liberal kids, idiots. And I'm not saying liberals are idiots, I'm just saying these, just one giant jerk fest of fucking, you know, entitled assholes. So I'm just going to hate fuck the crowd. Like, I'm going to say the worst things I can think of.
Were you just being spiteful at that point?
Yeah, oh, okay. For sure.
Okay.
And I closed with this joke.
Oh, God.
which I didn't really, I wrote this joke. It's an original joke, but I didn't, like, sit down to write it. It actually just came out of my mouth in a conversation one time when someone asked me this question. But the joke is, what do you call a school of dead fish? A Columbine.
Oh!
And I go, good night, folks. And I throw the mic on the stand.
God.
And one lady fell out of her chair laughing. One lady fell out of her chair, dying laughing. The rest of the crowd, silence. And I'm like,
at least the one lady.
That is a thing that came out of my mouth. I accidentally, I was in Panama. And there are all these dead fish in the water. And my buddy asked me, he's like, so I'm like, what's all these dead fish? It's like a school of dead fish. He goes, what do you call a school of dead fish? And before even, like, he was just literally asking, before even, it just came out of mouth. I'm like, that's the worst thing I've ever said.
That's it.
It's up there. It's probably up there.
Okay.
So, yeah, I feel that's probably the worst on stage moment for me.
I feel like I should ask Trav a bartending question.
Your question's actually applicable. I have an answer from when I was bartending last night.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's hear it.
That's a really
freshy
fresh one.
Fresh, yeah. So it's not really that I regret any of the things that I say on here, but I guess I just didn't really appreciate that we have an audience and that people like listen to the things that you say.
Oh, yeah. I had a couple people last night tell me, like, start talking and quoting things from the show, and people I'd never met. and like talking about stuff from a couple weeks ago, and I'm like, oh, you listen. Like, I know people listen, but I don't like encounter them often.
Right.
I like to assume that no one listens. It makes me feel better about the things that I say.
They do. We have a lot of listeners. Actually,
I just assumed that we were like hugely popular overseas and that nobody here listened.
Yeah. I'm so sorry about the sea otter stuff. Right.
So, but yeah, a couple weeks ago, I talked about making like sort of an adult movie, if you will.
Oh no! With Freddie Walker.
Not
with him.
Nobody was here.
Who said something?
Yeah. So somebody came up to me last night when I was bartending and was like, "Hey, I heard a rumor about you."
Oh, God.
I was like, "Well, it's probably true."
Hot dogs out of a prostitute's asshole.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, stuff like that. So, and then he was like, "Well, you know, I like heard you like made a little movie." And I'm like, "Oh, geez, this is awkward." Word now.
Oh my God.
So yeah, you just, you're on a podcast, we got a captive audience,
people listen, people remember. It comes back to you. This is why I can never run for a elected office. This show right here, if any, all anyone has to do is like pull up, just, you don't even have to like dig through, just pull up any episode, listen, just randomly pick any 5-minute chunk and you'll find something.
Well, for anybody listening to this on Wednesday, you can just rewind 3 minutes to where Dee said, "I'm just going to hate fuck the crowd."
Yeah, I used to want to be a cop, and after all your fucking sound bites, that's never going to happen.
I don't know what you mean, Jay. What sound bites?
They hook you up to a lie detector to be a cop. I'm not going for that.
They're like, "Tell us about the anal plundering."
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, plus Jay, I mean.
After too much anal plundering. You love that one. That's so out of context.
Oh.
Come on down if you want a chance at old Jay time to engage in healthy conversation.
She's hired. Yeah,
this is.
He's like 65 and stage 4 AIDS.
This is the one I feel like would definitely.
I'll admit, I feel a little bit of pedophilia going on right now. I regret everything I've said.
That's the one that I think would really get you. Okay. All right. Well, we're coming to the end of the show here, guys. So this is the part of the show where, as always, we say nice things about each other. Because despite all the things we say and the jokes we make and talking about high school shootings, we mean the best. So I'll go first. Traz, you're looking fly tonight, man.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
No, you know what I like about you is you have a spirit of action. Like, you like rode your bike part of the way here, and like you fucking like live life, man.
Thank
you know
you.
We're talking about kayaking earlier. Yeah, like you just fucking go for it, and I like that. A lot of energy and a lot of energy for life, and you can tell that you genuinely enjoy it. You know, it's not like someone who's like, "I'm gonna fucking ride a bike in a Lycra suit and I hate it, but just what I'm gonna do." You're just, you know.
That's true. Thank you.
Genuinely enjoy it.
I almost cried on the bus ride over here because I was so happy with my whole travel.
Really? Oh, that's great. That's good. Joe, I appreciate you coming on the show. Thank you. Hopefully you'll come back again. I am so glad you guys' brewery is open, successful, taking off. I look forward to everything you guys are doing, and hopefully a new, you know, getting move into your own spot soon, and just keep growing, man. You guys are a big part of the growing craft beer scene here. I love your place, the Steel Barrel. Go down there, check it out, guys. Drink all their beer. Support them. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Jay, your ass looks great in those jeans. Okay.
You're such a dick.
Who wants to go next?
That's not it. Say something nice.
It doesn't fucking matter what I say to you. Jesus Christ.
Our listeners, I'm sure you can recall the last episode.
Have you been working out?
Yeah.
No, really, because you're like your arms and like shoulders, you look good. I don't mean that in like a
I really do. That's actually not even a joke. Yeah. It really does work.
All right. Yeah. You look at you like you got some guns going on a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But your ass looks good in those jeans too.
I'll go. I'm gonna go around the room this way this time, I guess. Deez, gosh, man, you're the man, dude. You're so funny and smart. You say all the like smartest and most important things. You have like such a clean outlook on life. You just really got it. Yeah.
I think not clean like clean pure,
like
pure.
Clean like in a condom clean.
A condom that broke into the asshole of a hooker who just had a hot dog in it.
Which is a weird way you can get botulism, it turns out. But yeah, dude, you just have like a really good, really awesome, sharp mind. So different than anybody else I've ever met. So that's tight. Keep
Thank
doing
you.
That. Jay, oh man, I was really bummed out that festival shirt wasn't real.
You know what? I'll go to a real concert just to ease your mind, okay?
Yeah, that'd be cool. Thank
you.
The
last concert I went to was Good Charlotte when I was in 8th grade. So.
Really? You need to get out more, girl.
I know. Damn. We'll go to a concert sometime.
All right. Or the Desert Bloom Festival.
Whatever that is.
Yeah. Arts and music, apparently.
Okay, cool.
So, yeah, I like your t-shirt.
Thank you.
Joe, you're awesome, man. If the brewing thing doesn't ever work out, you could always do comedy because you're pretty damn funny. So, just that, you seem like a really awesome guy when you answered the questions about, you know, where would you go with somebody you hate. I like that you don't really hate anybody. That means a lot. That's cool. Keep being a nice person. That's funny.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, Deese, as always, it's fun to engage with you in conversation and banter. Mm-hmm. And you have a nice face.
Thank you.
And I'm glad you're alive.
Thanks.
Travis, I like your weird, like, flipper sock shoes.
Oh, thanks.
I don't know. They seem like something that you could wear, like, in and out of the water.
Yeah, you can.
And I feel like you're the kind of fella who is in a lot of situations where you're, like, in and out of water.
Thanks. That's cool.
Whatever that means. Yeah.
That type of person.
And, Joe, it's so good to meet you. I love good beer, so I'm definitely really excited to come down to your brewery and try out the different things you have on taps. Very excited for the lime tortilla. Do you still have that?
Yeah, it's not on tap yet. I have like a quarter barrel of it left, so it'll go on soon.
Definitely, yeah, definitely want to try out that and your IPA. And yeah, I'm excited for you and your business ventures.
Thank you.
We'll definitely follow that. And you know, and I always respect a man whose shorts are almost as short as mine. So you're good in my book.
They're riding up a little. All right, is it my turn?
Yeah.
All right. Jay, you're a very engaging person. Very glad to meet you. Seem like the kind of person I'd like to, you know, sit down and have an extended conversation like this with.
Thank you.
Fit the show very well. Deese?
You're going to be disappointed. No, we're getting rid of her. That's her last show.
You fire me on every show.
I do, and you still come back. You don't fucking get it.
Yeah. Deese, I'm always glad to randomly bump into you wherever it happens.
Yeah, thank
happens
you.
Occasionally, and you know, you seem like a very genuine person. Mm-hmm. Every time that I meet you, never bothered to sit and have a word with someone. So
thank you.
Appreciate that. And it's great to meet you, Traz.
Yeah, likewise, Joe.
Yeah, and you seem like a cool guy. I also like your shoe socks.
Thanks.
They look very comfortable, and I'm intrigued.
Yeah, it's all about range of motion in your foot.
Yeah,
super true. Important.
Are you going to wear them to your kayaking extravaganza tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
The secret island.
The secret island.
I'm so
the bottomy island.
Botulism island.
Botulism island. Oh, man. All right. Well, guys, that is all for us tonight. Thank you for hanging out. Again, go check out the Steel Barrel and Little Spokane Brewing. Follow them on Facebook. Go check out the beer, most importantly. And if you have a local place that you like to drink at in the Spokane area, tell the proprietors of the business you want them to put Little Spokane Brewing on tap there. Give Joe a little extra work. I'll brew some more beer, right?
Yeah, I don't mind.
Again, guys, go to pantspenny.com. Check out all the shows on the network. Check out the latest or upcoming episode of Never Any Random Discussion, where you can find Jay and myself. And, you know, just come see the show at the Riddler. That's what I want you to do. Come see the show at the Riddler. That's your assignment this week. go to the Riddler on Sunday at 8 p.m. and check out that show. It's a great show, great room. It's blowing up. It's getting busy as hell. So just make a point to come out and check it out. All right, guys. So for the Social Hour, I am Deese, and for Jay, Traz, and Joe.
Hasta luego.
Baby.
All right. Thanks, guys. And now for my weekly apologies. I'd like to apologize to Britney Spears, Sofia Vergara, Ariana Grande, Mike Tyson, Kanye West, Paris Hilton, Seth Rogen, Kelly Ripa, Brooke Shields, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Steven Seagal, Jean-Claude Van Damme, Tara Reid, Snooki, Jennifer Aniston, Lady Gaga, Nicki Minaj, Katy Perry, Madonna, Miley Cyrus, Paula Abdul, Jessica Alba, Justin Bieber, John Mayer, Donald Trump, Daniel Tosh, R. Kelly, Stephen Hawking, Fish Bukkake survivors, and everyone who has botulism. Thanks for listening, guys, and we will see you next week.
I'm just gonna hate fuck the crowd.
This podcast is a Pants Pending Studios production.
And part of the Pants Pending Studios podcast network.
Find more of our great shows just by searching Pants Pending in your podcatcher.
For more information or to contact us directly, visit us at pantspending.com.
Please subscribe to this show, share it with your friends, like it on Facebook, and rate it on iTunes.
And we thank you for making us a part of your listening day.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending. Studios!